Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Dan from Hopkinton.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
You're living the dream.
Also, Zach and Matt, you're in the car, who are 15 and 12, Kennedy.
Okay, hello. How's everybody?
It's on.
Hi, Kennedy.
All right, will you guys get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you pretty please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Dans are known for their politeness.
So true.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
We are.
Here we are.
Tom Brady got mixed reviews from fans for his debut as an NFL broadcaster, but most people are giving him slack because it was his first day. What was Tom Brady's number when he played for the Patriots?
12.
Adam Sandler turns 58 today. Which movie does he play a carefree man in his 30s who tries to show his ex-girlfriend he's responsible by adopting a five-year-old who shows up on his doorstep?
That would be Big Daddy.
Wiz Khalifa turned 37 on Sunday. Take a listen to his biggest hit and then name the singer who is on the song with him.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Who sings that?
My 15-year-old Zach is all over this one.
Charlie Puth.
Question number four. Beetlejuice made $110 million in its opening weekend. It is the second best September opening of all time. Which New England state do both Beetlejuice movies take place in?
Oof. I'll say Massachusetts.
I'm going to see it tonight, and I'm so excited.
Question number five. Selena Gomez is worth an estimated $1.3 billion. Most of that comes from her cosmetics line. Name her cosmetics line.
Don't whisper.
Zach?
Oh, you don't know?
No? Maddie?
What's her?
Dan?
Cosmetic line.
Yeah.
All right.
Got this. Nothing. Really could have used a daughter in the car for that one.
All right.
Yeah, she's here.
She's there. Maddie's a girl, right?
Oh!
Yeah.
My bad.
That's all right. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Dan and Zach and Maddie, they got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
That's pretty good. These are hard. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Tom Brady got mixed reviews from fans for his debut as an NFL broadcaster. Most people are giving him slack because it was his first day.
Guys, the Botox. I mean, I have nothing against getting Botox, but
oh,
that
really?
Man's face.
That skin is tight.
He is Nicole Kidman.
I have not seen it yet.
He is Nicole Kidman.
I'm going to need to see just like a super edit of him calling the game yesterday. See how he did. Did you watch it?
I just saw a little clip this morning.
Yeah.
But he's not my favorite person. Yeah. I painted with a patina for me, so I you know, it is what it is.
Kenny, what was his number that he wore when he played for the Pats?
He was number 12.
Tied at 1. Adam Sandler turns 58 today. Which movie does he play a carefree man in his 30s who tries to show his ex-girlfriend he's responsible by adopting a 5-year-old who shows up on his doorstep?
Big Daddy.
Tied at 2. Wiz Khalifa, 37 on Sunday. Take a listen to his biggest song and then name the singer who's on it with him.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
Yes, Kennedy.
Charlie Puth.
Tied at 3. Question number 4. Beetlejuice made $110 million in its opening weekend. It is the second best September opening of all time. Which New England state do both Beetlejuices take place in? Beetlejuice movies.
Well, let's see. They're moving away from the city. Vermont?
Connecticut.
Obviously.
Tied at 3. Question number 5. Selena Gomez is worth an estimated $1.3 billion.
Go ahead, girl.
Most of that comes from her cosmetics lines, which is called...
Rare Beauty?
That is it. Rare is correct. Four to three is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Dan and Zach and Maddie, you don't get the cash. But we do appreciate
you. Does it
you.
count?
Does
it count that we knew all of them right after you said the answers?
Absolutely, it does. Yep. Yes. Always does. Always does. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Dan and
Zach.
Maddie.
And we cannot beat Kennedy. Aww.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Elle from Bedford.
Hi, Elle.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Elle, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. Win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. And Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio so she can't hear anything that is happening. Elle, are you ready?
I'm going to try.
Gaten Matarazzo turned 22 over the weekend. He plays Dustin on which hit and Netflix show?
What does it
mean? Gaten Matarazzo.
Is it Gaten?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Gaten Matarazzo. I thought it was God.
Stranger Things. Stranger Things.
Question number two. Linkin Park's new singer is Emily Armstrong from a band called Dead Sara. They released a new song and have a new album coming in November. Name this Linkin Park song.
Tired of being what you want me to be. Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me.
All right, name that song.
Somewhere I Belong.
Question number three. Kendrick Lamar will headline the Super Bowl 59 halftime show in February. He was also a part of the halftime show in 2022 as a special guest. Name the two West Coast rap legends that headlined the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay. It was, It was, what's the name? Jay-Z and 50 Cent.
Question number four, a sequel to the 80s cult classic The Goonies just got the green light nearly 40 years after the original's release.
Let's go.
In The Goonies, what is the name of Chunk's dance move where he pulls up his shirt and wiggles? That is a
deep cut. Is it called a truffle shuffle?
Not deep enough. Goonies never say die, baby. Let's
question
go.
Number five. Starting this season, The Tonight Show will only air new episodes Monday through Thursday. Up to now, Jimmy Fallon was the only late night host still doing five nights a week. Name the other two late night hosts that he's competing with in his time slot.
Jimmy Kimmel.
And.
Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon,
Colbert?
Colbert.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Are we accepting that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Nice job.
Yep. Kennedy, welcome back.
Okay.
Elle from Bedford got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Very well done. These are difficult, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Well, you would know that because you wrote them. Got him!
It's a joke that never ends. Oh. It just goes on and on, my friend.
Gaten Matarazzo turned 22 over the weekend. He plays Dustin on which hit Netflix show?
Stranger Things.
Tied at 1. Linkin Park's new singer is Emily Armstrong from a band called Dead Sara. They released a new song and have a new album coming in November. Name this Linkin Park song.
Tired of being what you want me to be. Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Expecting of me, but under the pressure of walking in your shoes.
Name the song.
In the End?
Oh. Name of that song is Numb.
Oh.
I listened to their new song a lot over the weekend. I think I'm in. I'm going to give the album a shot.
Oh, she sounds
gosh,
fantastic.
I went on their Instagram page and the amount of haters.
Yeah. People don't like someone
lighten
replacing
the
Chester.
Blank
but
up.
I thought she sounded great. Yeah. Tied at 1, question number 3. Kendrick Lamar will headline the Super Bowl 59 halftime show in February. He was also a part of the halftime show in 2022 as a special guest. Name the two West Coast rap legends that headlined the 2022 Super Bowl.
Snoop and Dr. Dre?
That is correct. 2-1. Question number 4. A sequel to the 80s cult classic The Goonies just got the green light nearly 40 years after the original's release. In The Goonies, what is the name of Chunk's dance move where he pulls up his shirt and wiggles?
The Truffle Shuffle.
3-2. Question number 5. Starting this season, The Tonight Show will only air new episodes Monday through Thursday. Up to now, Jimmy Fallon was the only late-night host still doing 5 nights a week. Name the other two late-night hosts he competes against in his time slot.
So you're asking who is against Jimmy Fallon?
Correct.
So there's Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
And then there's Seth Meyers?
Jimmy Colbert. Just kidding, Stephen.
Jimmy Colbert.
3-3 is the final score. We have a tie.
Good job,
but Kennedy gets the win with the tie. Elle, you don't get the cash, but you're not leaving it empty-handed. You have won yourself a $100 gift card. Yes.
That's good.
You're welcome. It's courtesy of Owns Love and Marriage Detroit, new season, which is jam-packed with all the nonstop drama Saturday starting September 7th on OWN. Elle, what would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Elle from Bedford, and I tried to send it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Mary from Northbridge.
Hi.
Hi.
How are things in Northbridge today?
Things are good in Northbridge. Quiet.
My second favorite town in all of Massachusetts is Northbridge.
It's all he talks about. Yep. Northbridge, Northbridge, Northbridge.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You don't even know where it is.
I do know where Northbridge is. It's right...
It's north of Southbridge, that's for sure.
It's near the other... And I think close to Uxbridge, too, Dan.
Yes, it is, actually. But I'm originally from Quincy.
Let's go. God's country.
Yeah. Third favorite town in Massachusetts is Quincy. All right,
City of Presidents, Carson.
City of Presidents. That's right. Like Kennedy. Mary, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Not the Kennedy, but the Adams. A lot of Adams.
I was talking about you.
I know.
All right. Mary, here we go. Kennedy's leaving the studio. 5 trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Question number 1. 12 years ago today, Ryan Reynolds married his wife. They now have 3 kids together. What is his wife's name?
Blake Lively.
174 years ago today, in 1850, California became the 31st state in the Union. What is its capital?
Sacramento.
This artist turns 49 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hit songs and then give me his name.
Hello, someday that'll all turn out. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Name the artist.
I should know it, but I don't.
Question number 4. Beetlejuice made $110 million in its opening weekend. It is the second best September opening of all time. Which actress plays Lydia Deetz in both films?
Winona Ryder.
Cardi B was seen at a New Jersey water park being pushed in a wheelchair, but she's okay. She is in her third trimester of pregnancy, and a source says her feet were really swollen. That can be serious. Which famous New England water park's jingle starts with the line... When the sun is blazing and the summer gets hot.
I don't know, Waterworld.
Oh, Mary, we can't be friends anymore.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
That's going to be down the street for me.
So you're not moving to Northbridge then, Dan?
Nope.
Okay. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Mary got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
Very well done. These are hard. You ready?
Yeah.
These are hard. 12 years ago today, Ryan Reynolds married his wife. They now have three kids together. What is his wife's name?
Blake Lively.
I was really expecting it. That's what she said, Dan. That's why I paused.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was zoned out for a second. My bad.
Tie to one. Question number two. 174 years ago today in 1850, California became the 31st state, Kennedy. What is its capital?
Sacramento.
Tie to two. You could have offered me $1 million. I never would have guessed that. Good for you.
It's one of those things that stuck in my head since
then. Never in a million years. Yeah. I'd have been like, San Francisco? Question number three. This artist turns 49. Take a listen to one of his biggest hit songs and then name him.
I know someday that I'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
That's Michael Bublé.
Also from the 617, Dan, Blake and Ryan have four kids.
They do.
Yeah. Well, good thing that wasn't the question.
My bad.
3-2, question number four. Beetlejuice made $110 million in its opening weekend, which is the second best September opening of all time. Which actress plays Lydia Deetz in both films?
Winona Ryder.
What was first, Dan? Do you happen to know?
It.
Oh. Interesting.
The clown movie.
Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. 4-3, question number five. Cardi B was seen at a New Jersey water park being pushed in a wheelchair, but apparently she's okay. She's in her third trimester, and sources say her feet were swollen.
You go ahead.
No. Which famous New England water park's jingle starts with the line, "When the sun is blazing and the summer gets hot"?
Water country?
When the sun is blazing and the summer gets hot. Water country's a very cool spot. No better place to feel and be young. Water country, have some fun. One of the best jingles of all time.
Hashtag not enough.
I wrote that question just to do that.
Oh, that was fun.
I feel better now. I feel lighter.
5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Mary, you don't get the cash, but you are not leaving empty-handed. Listen to this. You have just won yourself four tickets to Harry Potter the Exhibition. It's coming to Boston starting this month. You can celebrate the behind-the-scenes filmmaking magic of the world of Harry Potter. For tickets, visit harrypotterexhibition.com. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Oh, my kids will love it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Hi, my name is Mary from Northridge, originally from Cincy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.